were you doing, dear empath, with your new relationships and your dating experiences? Or maybe you're just not ready to date, but when you do, eventually you want to know, what are the good signs to look for in somebody to know that they're healthy and you're not falling for another narcissist? And that's what I'm talking to you today, is the green flags and good signs that you are daily dating an emotionally healthy partner. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist Podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design. Because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul, you just need the map to call your power back. I am your host, Raven Scott, and I'm an author and trauma-informed spiritual mentor. Dating can be challenging. It can be a challenging journey, let alone after dealing with the aftermath of narcissistic abuse, where your nervous system is on edge, you're dealing with PTSD, and you've experienced a very manipulative and toxic relationship. And sometimes these patterns have been with us throughout our whole entire lives, so we just don't know what to believe anymore and what to do. And recognizing healthy relationship dynamics is crucial for your well-being and happiness. So let's dive into these green flags, these good signs that you are with someone who will stick with you through the thick and thin, who will lift you up, who will, as our guest just recently, Dr. Z, said, champion you and be a partner and co-collaborate life together. The first one is effective communication. Your partner listens to you actively, expresses their thoughts and feelings clearly, and values your perspective. That means that when you voice your opinion and when you're voicing something, even though you may feel like you shouldn't have, they then encourage you and say, that was really amazing, thank you so much for sharing, or no, you're absolutely fine in whatever you're sharing, I love to hear that. You have a valid opinion and you have valid feelings. They also communicate openly and respectfully, even during disagreements. So they don't backlash at you. They don't, and you know, we're not all perfect, but for the most part, they don't openly disrespect you. They don't put you down while you're in a disagreement. They may find time to say, you know what, I need to walk away from this, you know, and just let the heat cool down so you can have a conversation when the timing is right, which would be within 24 hours when you have a disagreement. So the communication also is very clear of, I would also say, your expectations. Like, they set up expectations, they ask for requests, like maybe it's, may you please, you know, do this for me and help me out. Or maybe it is, hey, when we get home together, let's sit down and let's discuss, or let's just relax together, right? Like setting up these expectations of what they're wanting, what they're desiring, and what they're planning and thinking, and asking, like, can we do this together? Versus, I know you've experienced the opposite, where it's always this either unspoken, very clearly spoken, like, we are going to spend all our time together. You're going to give me all the attention. You're going to do all the work in the house, and I'm going to reap the benefits. I think the second one about, again, being respectful is having respectful boundaries. They respect your boundaries and they communicate their own. That's part of that communication. Healthy expectation setting is part of boundary making, is because you're setting up an expectation, which then becomes a boundary. And they do it in a considerate manner, though. It's a very respectful and very communicative. They understand that you also need your own boundaries. They will listen to yours as well. They won't only demand their boundaries. They will listen to yours and respect yours and follow yours as well. Understanding the importance of personal space and individuality in a relationship is also really key. It's a really great green flag. I'll just give you an example of what I was just talking about recently is having your own space to just go be yourself and you know, read a book or tune out and watch TV on your in your own space versus being forced to be with that other person 24/7. That actually is a healthy environment. That's healthy to be able to have your own time and then come together and have your together time. You know, the narcissist really is insecure with individuality. Everything is enmeshed with them, codependent. And maybe you yourself have been raised or just naturally kind of fall into the codependent patterns. And so it's important to find your own time. And if you have a respectful partner, they'll say, okay, go have fun, right? Like they'll say you're like, I'm doing yoga every Saturday morning or whatever it is. And they're like, cool, I'm excited for you. Versus, why? You know, we were supposed to do this together and now you're going off and doing this all by yourself, right? Leaving me alone. That's not respectful. Respect is allowing you to have the freedom and the autonomy to do what you desire. Number three is emotional intelligence. I think this is a big one, that's what you're looking for, because the narcissist is not emotionally intelligent. You're looking for someone who is aware of their emotions, can manage them effectively. I would even say can meditate or do grounding exercises maybe regularly. Not that that's a thing that your partner needs to do. They could just have more like self-developmental reading skills or different coping mechanisms to help their mental health, but they don't take it out on you. And that's the emotional intelligence. If they're struggling, if they're having a hard time, they are careful around you. They don't take it out on you. Maybe they're quieter because they're kind of introspecting, and you can sense that. So you're like, oh, are you okay? And then they may be like, I'm kind of struggling with something right now, you know, and then depends on if they want to share it or not with you. But they're not taking out what they're struggling on out on you. You know, they're really trying to contain it and figure out and introspect on it within themselves. And I think it's important to also see that they show empathy, not mirrored empathy like the narcissist can so easily trick us into thinking that they have. True empathy. So knowing if you're with the right partner takes longer than just the good times. It takes the bad times to also know that you're with the right person. How do they handle these things during these hard, difficult times? Are they not willing to let you walk away, let's say, in an argument, and all you want them to do is be there with you? I remember this one moment when I was dating my current partner, and I was still so much in this hyper-vigilant mode and just not sure if I could handle another relationship. And I don't even remember. It was just like, am I with you? Am I with the right person? Are you going to be there for me through thick and thin? And I remember going, I just don't know. And I started walking away and he grabbed my hand and he was like, don't go. Let's work through this together. And that moment I knew, I was like, you made the right choice. And actually, I think I even said that out loud to him. I'm like, you made the right choice. You know how to love me. Like, because that's kind of my like bad shadow, is that I get very independent and I push people away when I feel like it gets too hard or too painful, and I kind of self-isolate. So when he grabbed my hand and he said that, I was like, okay, yeah, okay, I can give this guy a real true chance. Like, all right, I'll let you back in again. And I don't regret it. So things like that. And of course, the narcissist can trick us with those two. So there's more to it. There's more to like, okay, when things get hard, is he still standing by my side? Are we still working on what we need to work on towards our goals? And are we really here as a team together? So that's where you have to just, through the hard times, self-evaluate. Was this person always making life more hard for me? Or is this person actually being a team member and we're working on this together? And that will demonstrate that healthier level of emotional maturity. Healthy conflict resolution is another one. Instead of avoiding conflict, your partner addresses issues calmly and constructively, just as he did. He didn't let me walk away, and we worked on our issues. Going also to therapy, or like we went to like a boot camp. That's something that you certainly can do, is go to a relationship counselor or something. And then actually that will instigate that the problem is not the other partner, which both parties are thinking. It's actually what you need to heal in yourself within. So really seeking that resolution. Also in just the conversations, like, okay, like this is what I observe. This is what I see is happening. You know, let's figure out how we can both change a little bit to work through it and find a solution. This is your next step to defeating the narcissist. Learn how to master your boundaries, how to release responsibility for another's emotional response, how to feel the power of your self-sovereignty, free yourself from narcissistic abuse, and draw long-lasting, powerful boundaries. Get your free How Empaths Can Draw Powerful Boundaries workshop now at ravenscott.show/free-workshop. Supportive behavior is another really great one. They support you. They champion you. They want your hopes and dreams and goals to succeed, and they support you in any way possible. They bring suggestions up like, hey, maybe you could do this for it to succeed, or they encourage you. They actually listen to or watch or view whatever you are working on to kind of encourage you to pursue your interests and dreams. They celebrate your achievements. They don't put you down. They provide comfort even during the challenging times. And they might even provide some great perspective from the outside and saying, you know what, maybe you're focusing too much of your energy on this part of it, and you should be focusing your energy on that part of it, trying to help problem solve as well for you. Trustworthiness obviously is a huge one, right? Your partner needs to be honest and dependable, no lies, and everything that kind of you may be hypervigilant about and you fact checked, then it comes up as accurate. And they were honest and they weren't lying. They keep their promises and they follow through with their commitments, demonstrating trustworthiness and reliability. They have respectful behavior. They treat you respectfully with kindness and consideration in all aspects of the relationship. And they value your opinions and treat you as an equal partner. Always assess that. Are you coming together as an equal partner? Are you doing it as a team, or are you pulling out all the weight? Healthy independence, like I had said, it's really, really important. And it's valuable in a relationship to have your own autonomy in order to bring your uniqueness to the relationship. So, you know, they have their own hobbies, they have their own friends, they have their own interests and social life outside of the relationship. And I would also say in the respect area, they respect all of their past partners as well. They respect their family, even though it may be dramatic. You know, not all family is perfect. There's always something, but they respect them and they respect their past lovers, right? They don't badmouth them. They don't talk bad about them. That's really key, because of course that's what the narcissist does in order to escape any responsibility and to play the victim. You know, healthy people, partners also don't play the victim. And the empathy and compassion, helping you, asking, how are you doing? How are you today? I mean, can you believe that simple of a question? But when it's coming from the heart, it really is something that is fulfilling and needed in a relationship. And someone that has all the green flags is going to also consider your feelings and ask, how are you doing emotionally today? And they are available emotionally. They're willing to share their thoughts and feelings with you, and they are not afraid to be vulnerable and open and deep emotionally with you, even if it's scary. So it's really important to recognize these green flags, and the good signs can help you build a healthy and fulfilling relationship based on mutual respect, understanding, and support. It's important to remember that no relationship is perfect, and we all have our things to work on. And when we work on ourselves, the relationship blossoms. And that's why also, if you understand yourself and your human design chart and your partner's, you can better hold space and give them that autonomy for their own unique human design type. And it really will help build a strong and lasting bond with an emotionally healthy partner. And that's all I have for you today on the green flags in a relationship. I hope that you enjoyed this and felt encouraged, and hope that you had pulled out some behaviors and some signs from someone that whom you're with or maybe thinking about being with in there. And if you haven't and you're still dealing with all the red flags, these are just a great opposite checklist to be like, yeah, I'm not getting this, I'm not getting that, and I deserve this. Remember that you do deserve respect and love and compassion and empathy. Until next time, keep your unique light shining. Thank you so much for listening and subscribing to this podcast. Please help us grow and reach more survivors that are seeking spiritual growth by sharing this and tagging me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast on Instagram. You can even send it via text. However you want to share it, you go share away. And don't forget to subscribe. Hey, if you're feeling extra generous, please write a review to the podcast. This really does help in social proof. We're up to 100 reviews. I never thought I'd ever see that number. So thank you so much for that. So speaking of ads and offerings, you can dive deeper with me through my first book, Empath and the Narcissist. It is a profound exploration of my story, my healing journey, and a whole bunch of different elements that I've discovered on my healing path to help you heal from narcissistic abuse and empower you. So you can also listen to that on Audible. My second book is a new book, baby. It is Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And you can grab your paperback of that human design guidebook. It includes shadow work with Goddess Inanna, as well as moon rituals and guided meditations and a whole breadth of understanding your human design chart. You can grab all these books in the link in the show notes. And if you're listening to this before March 30th, you can grab your free ebook copy to read my new book, Baby, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. And when you review, write a review and let me know you're entered to win. I'll be pulling 3 lucky subscribers a signed paperback copy from me. So grab your free ebook below to read and review and enter to win. And as always, we'll see you tomorrow in an episode. Remember, always keep your unique light shining.